by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel Inshallah عز وجل We shall enlighten ourselves We shall illuminate our hearts How? By listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأرقام فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسباء أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم My dear viewers of Mother Channel Alhamdulillah عز وجل ما شاء الله we have our Adnan by who has just recited the glorious Quran he has recited Surah Yasin and mashallah it's beautiful that you know he began because very rarely have we begun today especially our day rise and shine listening to Surah Yasin, my dear viewers. Undoubtedly a beautiful surah, so much so it said that if a person is to recite the Surah Yasin, then he gains, only just once, then he gains the reward of having recited the Quran 10 times. And it also brilliantly, alhamdulillah, today our program is about the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. But don't forget, my dear viewers, that even if, and this is what the companions themselves have stated, that even if Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not come with miracles, even if he had no miracles, even if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come with the Quran which is so clear, which is so replete, full of truth, so clear, really, Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha states, that even if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not to come with the Quran, not to come with the ayat, not to come with his miracles, just by looking at his blessed face, a person would know that he was the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was the true Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to some naats, or to a naat in praise of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, again we have a dhanam by a brilliant naat khan, inshallah. Listen to a naat. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin, salli ala kareemina, salli ala kareemina, salli ala Muhammadin.
Sab kuch hai, pade hue to sa. گئی جس کے آگے سبھی
نبی شمع وہ دیکھ کر آیا ہمارا نبی بولو سب سے آلا ہمارا نبی اپنے ماں اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولا ہمارا نبی بجھ گئی جس کے مشعلے بجھ گئی جس کے آگے نبی مشعلے شمع وہ لے کر آیا ہمارا نبی شمع وہ لے کر آیا ہمارا نبی سب سے ہے جس کی نمک کی قسم وہ بلی دلا ہمارا نبی کرنے بدل رسولو کی گوتی رہی کرنے بدل رسولو چاند بدلی کا نکلا ہمارا نبی چاند بدلی کا نکلا ہمارا نبی کون دے تاہدے کو منہ چاہیے کون دے تاہدے منگتے ہیں ان کا کرم صدا مانگ رہے ہیں دن رات مدینے دعا مانگ رہے ہیں کم مانگ رہے ہیں نہ سوا مانگ رہے ہیں کیسا غریب ہے عطا مانگ رہے کون دے تاغ دے کو منہ ہمارا نبی دیوا لاغ سچا ہمارا نبی گمزدو رضا مجدلی دیکھ گئے ہم زدو رضا 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 دو رضا مجھ نتیجے کے ہے بے ایک سو کا سہارا ہمارا ربی بے قصو کا سہارا ہمارا ربی سب سے
MashaAllah, sab se aula hu ala hamara nabi. The greatest of individuals, you know, the supreme from amongst all of the creation is Rasulullah, the greatest of mankind, our Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. You know, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where after Rasulullah, he is the greatest of all messengers, the greatest of all prophets. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, he possessed great miracles. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, all of the prophets, my dear viewers. But from amongst these is our Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasalam. Alhamdulillah, this is today's topic. The miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. There's few things we must understand. One is, as I mentioned at the beginning, that even if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam did not have any miracles, and inshallah we shall hear about many miracles today, but even if he did not display one miracle, no miracle if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam displayed, the Quran would suffice. The Quran itself is a miracle enough. Even if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not bring the Quran, even if he was not given the Quran, my dear viewers, even then the companions, they state that just looking at the beloved face, the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this itself is enough, this itself would suffice in recognizing that he is a true prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not, it's like the example when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had migrated to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, and when he came to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, this is the famous Abdullah ibn Salam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was not at that point a Muslim, my dear viewers. He was, in fact, he was a rabbi. And he said that he was the, in fact, the main rabbi of Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. There were many, mashallah, there were many, my dear viewers, of inshallah, many people who did come towards Islam. And he was from amongst those people who were from another community. He was a rabbi. Now, he came to see that what is all of this about? You know, so many people are leaving their houses to see this person. What's so special about this person? So he says, I too left my house. I too came out. You know, it was extremely hot. But I came out to see the Messenger of Allah, to see this person called Muhammad. And he states, as soon as I saw him, I recognized that this was not the face of a liar. And then he also mentions the first Hadith Sharif, which is the Hadith Sharif, the first Hadith Sharif of the Madani era. So when the Prophet ﷺ was in Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah, the first Hadith Sharif which was reported is reported by this Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam, who states that you should be kind to your relatives, that if there's any ties which are broken, you should bring your hearts together with your relatives. Don't break ties with the relatives. You should worship at night whilst the rest of the people are sleeping. You should feed people. This was the first thing mentioned, that you should feed the poor, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And at the end, he also mentioned, and if you were to do this, give salam. Afshus salam is the Hadith Sharif. That give salam to people, say salam to people. And then he says, وَتَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامِ. That, and then if you are to do all of these things, you shall enter Jannah peacefully. Allahu Akbar. This was the first Hadith Sharif of the Madini era. But the reason I mentioned this, I just went on a little tangent. The reason to mention this was that even initially, there were many people, this is just one example, but many people, this was a rabbi who initially he disliked the Muslims, he disliked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He saw the blessed face, the beloved face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what did he say? that by Allah, this is not the face of a liar. And this is why Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha, he states, is that even if there were not clear signs within the Quran, then just this manzaruhu, just by looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed face itself is a sign that he is the truthful Prophet. Now, what is a miracle? Yesterday I explained that a miracle is to show a person's and to prove a person's prophethood. And this is the reason why I said he didn't even need miracles, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, these miracles he possessed were something extra. Now, the greatest of miracles, my dear viewers, is the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran, and inshallah, I am going to speak about how the Quran itself, another day, how the Quran itself is a miracle. This is a topic of its own. So the greatest miracle is the glorious Quran. And this is such a miracle which we can even see now, we can touch now, we can hold now the Mus'haf. The Mus'haf, which is known as a copy of the Quran, which we keep, you know, somewhere up high. How many of us read it or not is a separate matter. So this is the greatest miracle. But for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, meaning for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, the Quran is a miracle for him, is for the entire ummah. But for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, the greatest miracle was the Mi'raj, where with his own two eyes, my dear viewers of Madinah Shalom, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not asleep, no. It's mentioned by Hazrat Imam Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he had seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times, but in his sleep, remember. It's not possible for anybody, even any other prophet, other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none of them saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically in the state of being awake, my dear viewers. But this was exclusive. This was exclusive. It was a miracle and a blessing, a gift for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's his, you could say, personal and exclusive miracle, my dear viewers, which is his greatest miracle. And there were many other miracles. The Mi'raj itself, inshallah, we shall speak in detail about when the time comes. But there are many other miracles which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had performed. Now remember, when a prophet performs a miracle, it is known as a mu'jiza. When a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a friend of Allah performs a miracle, in English we just call it miracle. When they perform miracles, and yes, they are able to perform miracles, it is known as a karamat. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even before he exclaimed his prophethood, even before pronouncing his prophethood, in this case, a miracle is known as idhas. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us many miracles. We'll just stick to the word miracle. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed many miracles. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he once approached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you were a baby, when you were in your cradle, I witnessed something extraordinary. I witnessed something extraordinary, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I saw that you would raise your finger and you would be playing, you would be moving your finger to the one side and then back and forth to the other side, my dear viewers. And then he says that, and I saw that as you would move your finger in one direction, the moon would follow that direction. And as you would move your finger to the other direction, the moon would follow the other direction. Wherever you pointed your finger, the moon would move in subservience to your finger. Wherever you would point it that way, the moon would move there. If you were to point it that way, the moon would move there. And the Prophet ﷺ replied that, yes, O Abbas, this is true. That while I was a child, whilst I was in my cradle, I would play with the moon. The moon would play for me, The moon would play with me. When I was sad, the moon would make me happy. It would make me smile. It would make me excited. And this is what I would play with. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we have children, nephews, nieces, whatever the case, then we give them some sort of toys. And especially nowadays, they have those, Allahu Akbar, I don't really know what they're called, but they have those, you know, those strings with little toys on it, my dear viewers, and they play with those. And this is every, you know, majority of the children, my dear viewers. But imagine a child in his cradle, and the child doesn't have these sort of toys that we give to the children, but rather the moon, something which, and we really need to understand this, honestly, Allahu Akbar, really is beautiful. Because the moon is something where up until this day, you know, scientists have, yes, they've claimed that they've reached and they possibly have reached, so that's another matter. But how long has it taken? Even now, you know, where in 2019, some people have tried to land on the moon, but they are still unsuccessful. So this is what 2020, let's just say, or 1441, it's been 1441. Add another 53 approximately, let's just say 50 years. So nearly 1500 years prior to this, we are talking about landing on the moon. We are talking about landing, reaching the moon. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, 1500 years ago approximately, 1490 years ago approximately, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the moon was subservient to him. We are so excited that wow, we've landed on the moon. And then once getting on the moon, you know, the amount of work which needs to be done, but that's a separate matter. The moon 1500 years ago was the toy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The moon 1500 years ago was subservient to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moon 1500 years ago would make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy in his cradle. Just imagine just his one miracle, and then think, can we really imagine that this person, this baby, is an ordinary child? Allahu Akbar. No, my dear viewers, undoubtedly there was something special. And this is what Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, you know, when you were younger, saw this in the Messenger of Allah, he remembers. You know, nobody remembers what happens in their cradle, but undoubtedly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the knower of the unseen, my dear viewers. He remembers everything, he knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him this knowledge. This is one miracle. The miracle when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, there's also the miracles of his birth, subhanallah, which we spoke about during the time of Milad Sharif. And then during in his cradle, he plays with the moon. As he grows up, my dear viewers, the miracles which we see when Hazrat Halimah al-Sa'diyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah, time is going very, very fast, my dear viewers. We will come to our next miracle. First, let's listen to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of the Madani Channel, once again, it is time for a reminder within Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, we've been learning quite a bit even in this small segment. And we have a beautiful, beautiful story from the life of the great Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And there are so many lessons to take on board. So let's dive right in and try to see what we can learn today. What is the reminder for us today? So Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would patrol the city of Madinah al-Munawwara. He would go around the city of Madinah al-Munawwara on most nights. And the reason for that, obviously, was so that he could see if there was anybody that was in need, that needed any help, any assistance, or any need fulfilling. So he would go around And Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu anhu, he says, one night I was also with him. And as we're going around the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, we heard a voice of a woman, a voice of a lady from inside a house. And she's saying, oh my daughter, mix some water into the milk. Now, where sometimes in certain places, milk is sold and there's water mixed into that in order to increase the quantity of the milk to make it seem like there's more milk, and obviously it's not pure milk at that point. So they hear this voice. You know, Aslam says, we hear this voice, a lady is saying that, oh my daughter, mix some water into the milk. And the reply came that, oh my beloved mother, have you not heard what Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, has commanded? So she says that, oh my daughter, what has he commanded? What command has he given? What has he told? So she replied that, my mother, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he has said that no one should mix water into milk. No one is to mix water into milk. So this is the command by Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And the mother replied that right now, Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, is not watching you, he's not here. How would he know that you mixed water into milk? So go and mix some water into the milk. And she says that, oh my mother, I can't. I can't do that I, in front of him, show out to be obedient. And when he's not present, in his absence, I show disobedience. I can't be like that. And then, so I will never mix water into the milk. And then she says that even if Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu, is not watching me, but my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is watching me. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mindset of this lady, this young lady that is replying to her mother, that even if Amirul Mu'mineen is not watching me, but my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is watching me. So I will never mix water into milk. So Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu anhu, he says that Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, he said to me that make a note of this house. And we went around completing our round or patrolling the city. And then Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu sent me to that house the next day to find out who lives there and the daughter, if she's married or not. So Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu anhu, he went there and he finds out that this is a widowed lady, a widowed woman that lives here along with her daughter who is not yet married. So when Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he finds this out, he calls his sons and he asks them that which one of you wishes to get married, which one of you wants to get married. So the two sons of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were already married. So they said, we're already married. But his son Sayyidina Asim ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that, oh my father, I am not married, so get me married off. And Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, Amirul Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, married his son with that daughter of that widowed woman, because of her fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this this cautiousness that he had, this God consciousness, as we say, she was so conscious that she knew, and everybody knows, but we sometimes it either slips our mind or it is not as strongly in our mind that Allah is always watching me. If we can keep that present in our mind. So Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu married his son Sayyidina Asim radiallahu anhu to the daughter of that widowed woman. And then they had a child, a baby girl. She then went on to be the mother of the great Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. Such a great family. And there are so many lessons for us to take on board. But the main lesson here, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he chose to get his son married off to a pious lady.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
MashaAllah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. That was a brilliant message, a brilliant reminder of the day. The reminder of the day is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, no matter where we are, no matter what we are doing, yes, we may be doing something sometimes behind another person's back, nobody else is watching. But something to keep in, Allahu Akbar, just do not forget one thing, my dear viewers, no matter where you are, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching, my dear viewers. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, think about this. That right now, at this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. What am I doing? What will the consequences be? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to refrain from sins. Now, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine today. We are speaking about the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, we don't have very long left, so inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are going to move to the next segment of our program, which is the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, no doubt calling towards righteousness is a tremendous form of worship and a means to attain countless good deeds. Inshallah ta'ala, in today's daily hadith, we will hear about such an individual whose reward is unimaginable. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say that the Mu'adhinun will have the longest necks on the Day of Judgment. Meaning the Mu'adhinun are those people who call out the Adhan, who invite the people for the Salah. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi alayhi rahmah states that the long necks here has been used as a metaphor, has figuratively been used to illustrate the fact that the Mu'adhinun will have a superior rank and a status on the Day of Judgment. In light of another hadith, it is mentioned that whoever gives Adhan for 7 years, freedom of hell is recorded for him, and replying to the Adhan also has countless blessings and a great blessing to those who hear the Adhan being called out and reply to it. They can assure themselves with the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take heed that when the Mu'azzin says Hayya ala salah, we leave all our tasks and we head towards the masjid to perform our salah with jama'ah. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The viewers of Rise and Shine, alhamdulillah, this was the daily hadith sharif. Moving on, we are speaking about the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we shall be listening or hearing about one particular department of Dawat Islami. Which department is this? Today's department is the Madrasat al-Madinah. Now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, these days, once a year, alhamdulillah, once a year, my dear viewers, we raise money for our Jami'at al-Madinah and also the Madaris and Madrasat al-Madinahs. Remember, we do not charge any money whatsoever for students to come here to learn how to recite the Quran correctly with the tajweed, anything. And at the same time, we also have our Jami'at, Islamic universities, where students come, they stay here, they are given accommodation, they are given 3 meals a day, and they are provided with the best of education, Islamic education. Now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, these things are given, but again, they are not charged a single penny, my dear viewers, really. Some people may be thinking, wow, you don't even charge one penny. Yes, alhamdulillah, we can say this. And we don't just have one of these universities. We don't have two, not just five, not just 10. But alhamdulillah, we have hundreds, my dear viewers. really without exaggeration, we have hundreds of these all over the world. But money does need to come from somewhere, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to pay the expenses. There are many expenses, undoubtedly. You know, those people who would be, you know, paying the expenses for one household, they would understand the electricity bill, the water separate, the gas, and then the expenditure of, you know, buying things, food, you know, in the kitchen, etc. Then the TV, and, you know, there's so much. And if it was here, there is food for, what, 150 students. Not five people in a household, 150 people, my dear viewers. Then there's the electricity bills, there's the heating, and there's also the wages of the teachers. There's so many expenses people are learning about the deen. You can gain some reward also by donating, by you helping out. Let's go to our next segment. And take a look at the package we have of the Madrasatul Madina. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, we thank you Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, this is the last and final segment for today. And today, inshallah, we shall be listening to and even seeing one of the many departments of Da'wat Islami, and this is the Madrasatul Madina. In this Madrasatul Madina, alhamdulillah, azzajal, children at the tender age of 5 years, they come and learn how to recite the Quran, the Arabic phonetics, even the fundamentals of the deen, how to perform wudu, how to perform ablution, and also recite the salah. To find out more, let's continue on our journey in exploring this Madrasatul Madina.
The moon, the star, come let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
We are currently in our Madrasatul Madina, which is located in Bradford 3. Alhamdulillah, as well, the students, when they do arrive to the madrasa, they begin by first congregating, listening to the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, followed by reciting the Shajra Sharif. Let's get a glimpse of this Dua'i Madina.
We must be thankful day and night for all the joys He blessed us with. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس, ملك الناس, إله الناس, من شر الوسواس الخناس, الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس, من الجنة والناس. صدق الله العظيم.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة السلام عليك يا حبيب الله. يا إلهي رهف من ما مصفك واسطة. يا رسول الأكرم جاي هنا كواسطة. عشق احمد میں عطا کر چشم تن سو دیج کر. یا خدا الیاس کو رحمت رضا کے واسطے.
ہر صحابی نبی
جنتی جنتی,
صدیق اور عمر بھی
جنتی جنتی,
عثمان اور علی
جنتی جنتی,
فاطمہ اور علی
جنتی جنتی,
حسن اور حسین بھی
جنتی
جنتی جنتی جنتی. واسا و مدنی مقصد.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. All this grace, the bounties of Allah, He has granted to us.
الحمد لله
slides that we've just seen, how the students of this Madrasat al-Madina, on the one hand, they've come to their Madrasat al-Madina, taken their shoes off, and then immediately made their way to perform their dua in Medina, meaning to perform dua after having listened to the Holy Quran. Now let's visit each and every single class, inshallah, and speak to the teachers and also gain an insight as to what the students really are learning. Follow me.
The world, the sun, the moon, the star,
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madina Channel, this is one of the many classes of this Madrasat al-Madina in Bradford. Alhamdulillah, as you have seen, students have arisen, and no doubt with their imamah, she is looking beautiful, they are shining also.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Before we do move on, let's listen to the qiraat of a student. Let's ask them a few questions. What is that they learn? Here, mashallah, we have brother Ismail, who is at the age of 9 years. Let's listen to him recite the qaida.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytan wajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Min kitabin yan'auna.
Good. What rule is being applied here in Mian Kitabin?
There is Ikfa rule, and there is a Noon Sakin, which you have to do Gunain, and there's the Kaf, which is obviously part of the Ikfa letters.
Here, Alhamdulillah, we have Huzaifa, who's 8 years old. Let's listen to Huzaifa recite the Qaida.
Bismillah. الرحمن الرحيم ميم حاء رمح فاء بشو محفو و رضا محفوظ.
This is Huzaifa reciting the Qaida. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him success.
We thank you, Allah.
We are now in the Hifz class, meaning those students who are memorizing the entire Holy Quran, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a strong memory. This is our Ustad Sajjad Madini Sahib, mashallah, also a graduate of Jamiat al-Madina, Bradford, and now a teacher too. MashaAllah, he teaches the Hifz course here. Ustad Sajjad Sahib, inshallah, let's take a few words from him. So, Ustad Sahib, how long has it been since you've been teaching this Hifz al-Quran on the first hand? Secondly, how many students is it that you have?
Alhamdulillah, I have been teaching in the Hifz class for about 4 years now. I believe this is almost 4 years complete. And Alhamdulillah, we at the moment, currently in this class, we have about exactly 10 students who are doing Hifz of the Quran. From this class, we are, alhamdulillah, have two students, Hafiz Imad and Hafiz Daniel, who, mashallah, who have completed the Hifz of the Quran in this very same madrasa with me as my students. And the good news is, inshallah, this year they will be doing Taravi as well in Ramadan as well.
Ladies and brothers and viewers of Madini Channel, especially those of Rise and Shine, one of the many departments of Da'wat Islami is Madrasat al-Madina, in which we have literally thousands of students on the one hand reciting and completing the Qaida, then reciting the Nazra, completing the recitation of the Quran, as well as thousands memorizing the Holy Quran.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
My dear brothers and viewers of Madina Channel, due to the lack of time, we cannot give too much more, but no doubt there is much. How can you benefit from this, my dear brothers and viewers of Madina Channel? You too, go out and learn how to recite the Quran, even join one of our Madrasatul Madinas. So alhamdulillah, we have seen our Madrasat al-Madina. Imagine the impact this is having with throughout the entire world. Internationally, alhamdulillah, azzajal, we have over 3,200 different institutions teaching how to recite the Quran for children, Madrasat al-Madina. Similarly, we have approximately 152,000 students. Just imagine this. We have close to 9,000 teachers in our Madrasat al-Madina. We have 80,000 individuals, approximately more than 80,000, who have memorized the entire Quran, and we have approximately 241,000 who have completed reciting the Quran. But these time, brothers, this is one department of over 100 of Dawat-e-Islami. Let's recite the Durood out of thankfulness. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sadly, rise and shine, we must bring to a close. Our maqsad, our objective is to rectify ourselves and then the people of the whole world. You also help us, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, by you playing a part. What could be your part? Monetarily aid Dawat-e-Islami. Give your funds, give your sadaqat, give your charity towards Dawat-e-Islami, because inshallah, the most reward you shall gain is when your money has the most of an effect. And this could be through Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine.